Hello and welcome everybody to another episode of Dungeon Death Sentence, where we have the duty to decide whether the DM or the player are on the wrong end of their argument.
You said duty.
Duty.
And with me today are my ever adult executioners.
No.
Fail, get him off.
Yeah. First off, we have Raz.
What? I'm an adult?
Yeah, you are now.
Fuck.
He's never first.
This is an adult job.
Yeah, I'm never first, and what?
We need you on your end game today.
End what game?
Your A game.
Oh. No.
The thing New Will doesn't have?
Says the guy who doesn't even fucking play it.
I really want to play it.
Then fucking play it.
Okay, with us today we also have Sky.
The bitch.
Yep.
Oh, good. I'm so glad you're so high energy today.
And we have Onyx.
The asshole.
I'm ready to pull a switch and make people go brr.
And last but not least, Rodar.
What the dog doing?
You're going to be helping us decide who we execute.
The dog?
Oh, no.
I'm pulling the lever.
Pull it now.
Oh, no, not already.
Hey, yeah, for a twist, you should 100% throw one of Sky's episodes in here to see if it's fucking wrong.
Oh, shit.
Ooh. I think that would be adding him too much, though, so...
Yeah, and?
He's a DM. That's what we do.
Fucking own that bitch.
He's God in the podcast. We're God.
But out here.
Yeah. It's another world.
I just delete the podcast.
Fucking you fucker. He has too much power, guys.
Oh, crap. What are we gonna do?
Pull the lever. Yep.
So, Coop, what have you got for us?
Twitter?
Well, actually, you know what? Let's just do 2 more minutes of silence.
Okay. Somebody start counting down, so we're exactly 2 minutes.
We don't...
we're looking at Audacity. You can just watch the bar go.
We're not looking at Audacity. Who looks at Audacity when it's recording? That's weird. That's like looking at your girlfriend while having sex.
What, do you close your eyes during?
I look at a picture of you, Raz.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, no worries.
I am a picture of you.
Oh, nice. Man, I can't believe how this picture looks so much like Anthony Fantano.
No, I got fat. I don't look like him anymore.
Aww. All right. Got fat. Fuck God's sake. Get away, man.
Good lord. Okay, let's focus up a bit here. So,
fuck it up, bitch.
In terms of executions... It's actually basically 50-50 right now between players and DMs.
Did you go back through it?
I did, actually.
Awesome.
Cool.
One more player has been executed than the DM, and that was mainly because we executed both a player and a DM in the same round.
Sounds like us.
We said we wouldn't.
We can't make decisions. Like
one or the other. One or both.
Yeah. So I thought I would make things a bit more interesting this time by coming up with, like, some more complex and interesting scenarios.
Already pretty hard sometimes, but...
Did you say coming?
All the time.
Like, every day, man.
Like, every second of every
Welcome
day.
Back to
I'm coming right now!
Like, I'm wearing a plastic bag for a diaper.
Oh, fucking Christ.
Saving it up?
Well, yeah, you gotta collect that shit.
Is it a save on bag?
A value village, because it's used shit.
So the first scenario.
Segways are weird.
Is called.
Segways!
An unambushed spell.
Oh, okay.
Hold on, I need to turn Coop up. I can't hear his vibe.
Well,
okay,
it's not
hit
masturbating,
me.
But yeah.
Aw, well, why am I here?
What's the title again? An unambush spell?
Yeah, an unambushed spell.
Okay.
So, this party was preparing for combat. They had set a trap for a group of enemies, which were supposed to basically just burst through a door. And so, the spellcaster of a party was preparing a spell.
Okay.
However, unbeknownst to the party, an NPC that they had interacted with to set up this trap actually works with the enemy group and had warned them about the trap. So this enemy group never actually showed up, and instead they went to the player's hideout and then burned that down instead. So eventually the party gets into combat with the group. This is in the same night, but it is a while later. Because it took them a while to figure this whole shebang out and the guy who betrayed them and everything. So at the start of combat, the spellcaster went to cast a spell he had prepared earlier, but the DM wouldn't allow this as once a spell is cast, it requires concentration to keep it up, which he thought had obviously been broken because they had to actually discuss and figure out where the enemies actually were and what they were doing and stuff. And when preparing a spell, it also expends the spell slot, even if the triggering event doesn't occur, because a spell is technically still cast as an action, even if it's not performed. Obviously, the spellcaster is upset with this because they literally use their only, high-level spell slot for this. Now, the thread didn't actually go into what level spell slot or what type of spellcaster this was, but let's just say, a third or fourth level spell slot. And it is worth noting that the party did manage to survive, very barely. There were a couple of people who went down multiple times, but the party managed to survive. But the player was still really, angry at the DM, claiming he was very unfair and just, the scenario was too bizarre for, the regular rules to apply. And the DM basically was just no, these are the rules, this is how it would work. It's just an unfortunate scenario that this happened. So now I pass it off to you guys.
Player's fault, DM's right, hang the player.
Yep, players wrong. It's that they fucked up.
Can I just have a little bit more information on the length of this conversation that they apparently had that lost them concentration on holding a spell?
Well, so in the game, right, to prepare a spell to be cast as a reaction, you actually have to cast the spell.
Yeah,
it's kind of like in Pathfinder where you can cast Shocking Grasp. But you don't have to activate the effect until you get up to the creature.
Which
is why you can play safe. But it still expends the slot.
No, I'm cool with that. Mm-hmm. But the thing that I have to ask is in combat scenario, you do have conversations while having spells prepared or actions prepared or whatever's prepared. So how long was the conversation to have had to have lasted for the spell to be completely fizzled out because he lost concentration on it? He would have to have a pretty decent conversation.
Irregardless, I think most spells that are concentration or have a limit, I think the max limit is an hour. So if the battle was much later, regardless, the spell would have been cast, waited out its full term of being concentrated on, even if talking is a free action, it would have fizzled no matter what, no?
I'm pretty sure.
Waited over an hour for that, right?
Pretty sure, as far as I know, when you're holding a reaction to cast a spell, I think it's max a minute.
Sure.
But also, on the other side of that, the way Coop read it off is, this party had went through this enemy hideout, and then learned that, oh shit, they burnt our hideout. So it had probably have been a long time.
Because holding a spell for the entire fucking walkthrough. Hang the player.
That's
way over limited the whole you hold a reaction or you hold a spell for a turn, usually. 6 seconds was longer than that.
I'm probably gonna say this player was a warlock. That's why they're a little more hissy about it, because they only had two spell slots, and it's like, fuck.
Yeah, I'm just...
Oh, who the fuck cares at that point? Sit down, fucking rub a nut, and you have your spell slots back.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, so...
So, like, the only spells I'm seeing that are longer than an hour are all, like druidic spells, and none of them really that could help, like, animal shapes and control weather. I don't imagine that being what they've prepared. And those are eighth level spells, by the way.
Yeah. I don't think they were kicking down the door with control weather.
Yeah.
Totally. I'm going to make this motherfucker rain.
But yeah, no, totally. I'm with hanging the player, because if they spend it so long holding a spell, that's stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like they would have been there just like waiting for the enemy to show up for a while, then just being like, hang on, they're not showing up, something must have happened, and then actually having to go out and figure out what happened.
Yeah, and then complaining about their spell not being able to be used because they've spent like God knows how long. If you were talking about real time in game, you know, if you were actually that character walking around, how long would it take you to leave a cave you just walked around in and then go and investigate?
Mm-hmm.
It fucking took you ages. Exactly. Yeah, yeah, no, I'm with the DM.
Yeah. Although, I do kind of get...
No, Coop, we're with the DM! No, carry on, sorry.
Oh, no. I'm 100% on the DM side. Like, that's how it should have worked. But I do kind of get the player's perspective where it's like, you know, you did all this preparation the whole time, the DM just knows that it's all for waste.
Yeah, but that would be the player's either not gathering enough information or trusting the DM, which you should never do. Don't trust the DM, guys.
Don't trust the DM.
Never. If things seem like they're going too easy, then you know something should be up.
Totally.
But yeah, no, hang the player by a prepared action to pull the rope.
Nice.
Next subject.
I can only keep this so long.
You gotta do it within the hour.
Oh no.
The suspense is killing me. I pull it.
No. Ka-clunk. Next.
Okay, so scenario 2 is called Invisibility Sucks.
Oh. I don't know. It depends where you are.
Oh no.
The Harry Potter hits different.
Oh god.
Can't wait for this one.
So, a group of players is being hunted by a whole horde of, like, hobgoblins, and one player gets separated from his group. So, in order to not be seen by the hobgoblins, he casts a spell, Invisibility, to try to, like, avoid detection. However, he's quickly found by them. The DM states that anything can know the general location of an invisible creature unless they've specifically used the hide action to truly be hidden, and that player didn't do this. So any creature basically can do this because they rely on more than their eyesight to actually detect enemies.
Huh?
And funny
enough. Okay, okay, so
hold on. Are you done reading the report, Coop, or is there more?
No, I'm like halfway through.
We're all so angry.
We'll
let
come back
finish.
We'll let him finish.
This gets better. That's the funny thing. During the encounter, too, one of the enemies was also invisible and cast a spell against the player. So the player tries to counterspell this, but the DM's just like, I can't technically allow that because opportunity attacks and counterspells require you to be able to see the target, so they can't trigger it if the enemy is visible or heavily obscured. So the player, obviously pissed about all this because he's in a very dire situation, and the DM basically was just like, sorry, that's how the game works. And needless to say, the encounter didn't really go well for the character, and the party wasn't able to get to him in time to, well, save the character.
It's really funny because all of you are mad at the DM.
Certainly
when
am.
He did nothing wrong.
Hold on. Coop, is that everything?
Yeah, that's basically everything. It's like, should the DM have reacted this way?
Look here, you motherfucker.
Played up the scenarios that happened?
The DM did nothing wrong. He was playing rules as written. He was.
Not necessarily. Yeah.
What
no,
does
he
say?
Was. Because when you're invisible, he is right. It's disadvantage on perception checks. He can still be found if he's not hiding, because he is still running. He is still making...
In the rule book, an invisible creature is impossible to see without the aid of magic or a special sense.
To see.
Yes.
It says nothing about hearing him.
If he doesn't move, if he casts invisibility and stands there, yes, they can know the general location, but they're not going to walk up and poke him on the fucking nose.
Correct. Correct. That's true. Correct. But you can still make attacks on an invisible creature you think is there. It's just at disadvantage.
Yes.
Correct. Yeah, but in reality of it, what you're doing, you're swinging your blade wildly, hoping you'll hit something.
Yeah.
Correct. But if they saw him go invisible, did they see him go invisible, or did he go behind a tree and go invisible?
No, he was running, realized that they were coming up pretty fast, and then went invisible.
Yeah. Did he
stop? I
don't think
he had enough time to hide.
Did he stop?
Or did he keep running?
I think so, yeah.
Because if he stopped... and they didn't see him, then yes, that's the DM being a bitch.
Yeah.
If he was still running and went invisible, then 100% he could be
heard. Yeah, he could be heard. You can be heard when you're invisible.
Or tracked, if they could see your footsteps. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. As for the other part, that is correct. If you cannot see the person casting the spell...
you cannot cast the spell.
However, there's one caveat. If it was just level 2 invisibility, the second that guy cast the spell... he'd become visible, in which case you can counterspell it.
Yeah, there's a timing issue there, but because he's against the DM in that case, I think the DM would rule himself just because he's already being a bit of an ornery dick, which means that player kind of gets fucked up. Yeah, he is in the wrong, but the DM is right.
The DM is right. He abused the rules a bit.
Yeah. On a moral standpoint... there. The player might have grounds, but on like rules as written,
So that's one of those things.
It fails. If we all played by rules as written, the first fucking paragraph of the D&D PHB or whatever it is kind of null and void. These are guidelines. Use your own fucking imagination.
Yep, but there are a lot of people who play by the rules to have that controlled setting.
Yeah, I know, but. Even so, there should be a little bit of give. The guy was using his brain. He was being a little bit creative with the spell. It just sounded like the DM just hated the fact that he managed to do the thing.
To go invisible to try and sneak away from the enemy.
Yeah.
The enemy should have at least taken time. It sounded like to me that the DM didn't even make the enemy roll to see where the player was, right?
Yeah.
Or to track their footsteps or anything. He just was like, oh, they know right where you are, so they're going to just fucking kill you.
They're already circled you.
Yeah, they've already circled you. They know you're there. You can't get out. You can't escape.
They walk into the orb of darkness and double nat 20s with disadvantage.
Yeah.
Like, I get that there's certain creatures have real good fucking smell. Certain creatures have real good fucking tracking.
Mm-hmm.
But, if the guy isn't fucking moving, he stood there, probably back against some form of wall or whatever. He is out the way. He's unassuming. You can't just,
they know where you are.
You can't just, no.
Yeah, it was an unfair punishment.
I think
right?
so.
Right? So that's all it was.
By the way, I'm going to say if the player had the availability of counterspell, I'm going to say that the dude probably had greater invisibility.
Fifth level is...
greater invisibility is fourth.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Typically, enemy spellcasters are always going to be stronger than the party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just how DMs typically run it, Sky.
What?
Ha! So, gentlemen, we have a very difficult decision.
Not really.
Hang the player?
Yep.
Well, we knew you well, player. Your intentions were well-rounded, but...
Actually, it's really hard. There's nobody in the rope, but it is dangling.
Yeah, this one isn't really... I mean, I can understand where the player's pissed because they just got shit on repeatedly. Mm-hmm. And the DM kind of just abused his power and his rules, but neither of them are technically wrong.
My opinion, the DM's wrong.
I think the DM could have been a bit nicer, because again, it's not the DM versus the players. It's a team-based fun game. But rules aside, the player is technically incorrect because he's playing in the DM's game. He has made the rules. He has to accept that or get shit on. So
I do argue as well, though, that if this story had a little more context of how the DM found the player through the invisibility.
Yeah. Because
it just says the enemies knew where you were. I wish I knew if they actually actively searched for the player, or it was just, oh, they tripped on you.
Well, all it stated was that, you know, the guy casted invisibility to try to avoid detection, and then was quickly, like, found out, like, shortly thereafter by, like, the enemy. So I'm like, I don't know how much searching actually happened or what kind of roles were made in between, because it didn't actually state any of that.
But the counterspell bit, the player is guilty and gets hanged on. So.
Was it the guy who was invisible who cast the counterspell?
Yeah.
No.
It was the player who was invisible that cast the counterspell.
So then he wouldn't be invisible after that point anyway.
Yeah.
Cast it at least.
The player tried to cast counterspell against an invisible enemy. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
And the player couldn't do that because they couldn't see the guy. Either he didn't come out of the invisibility or cast the spell and stayed in invisibility. Counterspell's one of those see-to-do spells.
Yeah, you have to see the spell.
But, so player is hung off of that technicality alone.
Yeah.
I vote against your ruling, but cool.
The DM loses his pinky toe. For being his honorary
dick. The DM loses his right to be a DM because he's a dick.
Yeah.
No, I will accept that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of sounds like we want to hang both of them.
No. Right? No. Hanging both of them is too much in this category. Just the DM was being an honorary dick. Hang the player. DM loses DM privileges. Next question.
But wait, hold on.
Okay.
I want it to be written down that I do not agree with your verdict. Not completely.
Well, it's a good thing that both of them are invisible, so we actually don't know who we hung. So, it's a bit of a... Moving on! Sometimes in our leadership roles, we make the difficult decisions, and honestly... There's blood.
Somebody died.
All blood is red. Fuck.
Is it? Is
scenario it really? Number three.
Nice.
Misty Business.
Oh, no, I don't like this.
This one is called.
This is involving Misty Step and somebody fucked up. I don't like it.
That's what I call coming at work.
Wait, if you're shooting mist, I'd get that checked out, man.
It's powder. Oh, put it in my coffee.
Oh, boy.
Put it in my coffee. You want some cream?
Like a soft hose start, mist. Sorry, go ahead.
So to start, there's a second level conjuration spell called Misty Step, where it can be used as a bonus action and can only be used on the caster. Now that character is briefly surrounded by like a silvery mist and then can be teleported up to 30 feet away to an unoccupied space that they can see. Mm-hmm. So one character of a group is wrongly accused of committing a murder and is thrown in jail.
Nice.
They end up using Misty Step to get out of their shackles and break out of prison. They later on meet up with the party again and then try to figure out, you know, who the culprit of this framing was. But this only manages to land all of the players in jail. And after repeating the Misty Step shenanigans to break to gain access to the jail keys and break everybody out of it, they all ran for it. And the entire party deemed it too much of a hazard and then had a death warrant, out for them.
Jesus.
That all the guards had. So this forced the party to flee the city and later on the entire kingdom that they were in, as they were constantly chased out of every major town. The players found this extremely unfair, as they never really got to figure out who was behind it all, because they were constantly pursued and ambushed by guards and stuff, and different types of bounty hunters and junk like that. And the DM basically countered with, since, you know, the players have shown such a capacity to be able to break out of prison, you know, the next time the king's forces, you know, catch them, they'll either immediately kill them or mutilate them so that they can't, like, cast any spells. in essence, like, you know, fool them once, shame on you. Fool them twice, shame on them. Try to fool them a third time and your head isn't staying attached long enough to see the inside of a cell.
Then we're gonna kill you.
So yeah, now I pass it off to you guys. Was this DM being a little too, like, extreme with this whole thing, or do you think it was a natural progression of logic that he used?
My first question is, why are DMs so vindictive lately?
Like,
what is wrong? Who hurt them?
Honestly, roll initiative, but,
Arcade. They've been watching Arcadum streams.
Oh my god. That's a fucking reference I have to point out. Jesus Christ.
Wait, you have to what?
I do agree with you though, Raz. DMs have lately been a lot more vindictive and whatnot.
Yeah,
what
they've been super fucking harsh, and it's like, why?
But there is the thing that so the one player got framed for murder, got put into prison, teleported out. Everybody, why did everybody get put into prison though? Like, it, there was no.
It didn't actually explain that. It just said that as they were trying to, like, find who the culprit was, they, like, landed into some sort of other trap and then all got arrested from the.
Ah,
or by the guards and stuff.
Fucking ears.
Are you okay?
I knocked out my headset. Oh,
God. Oh.
But, yeah, it just seems like there was. I can understand one player getting thrown into jail. Oh, we got caught on a crime, and I'm in jail. I can get out of this easy enough. But the fact that every player got capped again, even though they were on the knowledge and know-how that, oh shit, we're being framed for stuff. Also, man, there's just so much shit in this question. Like, it seems like the DM was being very escalation-heavy. Like, going from just simple bounties to dead or alive, or turning into the whole kingdom wants your head.
Well, so, like, if you look at it, I'll say from a perspective of, I'll think about divinity as a world. If you escape once, like, you're basically like, all right, you're not being truthful. You're not being a good boy and living out your sentence, or like trying to defend yourself. You just escape prison, which immediately puts you in the thing. You're immediately going to get your throat cut or source collared, right? So that you can't cast magic, so you can't escape, so we can put you on proper trial. And then eventually, just like, if they escape one more time, you're going to get warrants out and you're just going to be called a threat to the, you know, nation. Like, I fully get the escalation. I think that's fine.
You're not wrong. That's for sure. I mean, if you escape from prison, you're pretty much admitting your guilt.
Yeah.
Right. So they're not really going to listen to you after that unless you show up with actual proof. Mm-hmm. Them getting caught, I think I could see the party being held accountable because of the guy was with them and they know that they're a party. But yeah,
it feels a little vindictive. Don't get me wrong. Like, the DM's like, well, I guess now you're all going to be on warrant, and it's like, well, all right, dude.
I mean, even in Divinity, there was a cooldown from escaping prison.
Oh, fuck right off.
I don't know, man. I mean, really, in this case, it just seems like maybe the DM had a plan for him to be in prison, and his escape fucked it up.
Yeah,
and he just got mad after that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's us punching through a glass ceiling.
Yeah. But, I mean, I didn't try to kill you guys.
You sure the fuck did.
No, I didn't.
We tried to kill ourselves with the ground.
It's true. I could have been much meaner.
I mean, I went unconscious in that sense. So, damn, this one... I do not blame the player for doing an escape, right?
No.
They did what they needed to do in order to, like... guarantee their survival and move the plot in a direction. The second escape, I don't blame them for either. How recognizable were the PCs in this town, right? That's another thing. Like, how heroic were they? How much good have they done? How much bad have they done?
Depends on the size of the town.
How did they realize that this party member was a part of the main party? right? Things like that. There's so many questions that are unanswered in this.
The problem being is you're going to have to base it purely on the information we got given.
Mm-hmm.
So, in my mind, yeah, okay, DMs could be vindictive and stuff, but, like, there could have been loads of other shit the DM could have done. For a start, why didn't you put a fucking other guard watching the party in prison? He's escaped once. Double your guard. Second of all, why didn't you put, like, a spell dampening thing around also, the prison?
You could have gotten a lot creative, because it doesn't... Misty Step doesn't really say you turn into mist, right? It just says you're surrounded in mist and you teleport 30 feet. He could have teleported with the shackles 30 feet later, so he's clearly escaped and walking them, with fully clamped shackles or a big ass fucking iron ball. I think he could have gotten a lot more creative and fun with it.
It doesn't say you teleport with the things you're carrying, though. I don't know. That's always
Everybody in Misty Step teleports naked.
Yeah. But in that essence, you could also just say, you know, you teleported without any of your stuff, and now you're standing there. Yeah.
Okay.
But then you'll have to keep that in the rules further down the line.
Next time your cool NPC goes 30 feet, he just fucking shows up nude without his epic staff, and the lich just goes, oh no.
I have done that before.
Call me Bone Daddy.
I've done that before because I was getting attacked by, like, a swarm of scarabs, and I, like, teleported out of them, out of my clothes. It was in 4th edition, and the DM allowed me to do it, and I teleported out of all my
stuff. That's being creative.
Yeah. So, based on the information we have, was the escalation enough for the players to complain about, or was the DM in the right with his amount of escalation?
I truly feel like the DM was right. He was just a bit of a dick, just like in the first one.
I'm with Sky on that one.
Yeah, we just seem to have dick DMs.
Not like the first one. He was just being a bit of a... Yeah, he was being an ass to the players and not being creative. He's just going, well, you ruined my world! So it's kind of like... I mean, that writing a storyline, you want things to go the way that you write it because you spent some fucking time on it. But don't be a dick and just force the way. Be a bit more
not a novel.
Fluid.
Yeah, D&D is not a fantasy novel. It's not one move to the end. It's a choose-your-own adventure. Be ready for them not to go on the path you chose.
Yeah. And assume they're going to fuck you up every fucking turn.
Yep.
Yes.
That's well, it's like, who knows? Maybe the DM had...
What, players? Yeah.
DMs. DMs have a huge problem with people fucking up their story. It's like, then go write a book.
Touche.
Oh dear. Yeah, I think I think he was just being a dick. But I don't think the player should have. I think he's pissed because of what happened. I think everyone's just annoyed.
I think we just sentenced the players to permanent prison.
Yeah.
With no chance of Misty Step.
Yeah, fucking spell dampeners. Damn.
All
fucking mage in there, counterspelling all
that
the time.
That was the most, like, pacifist ruling we've had. Nobody died.
I could hold the lever, but there's nobody on the rope.
Yeah.
Misty Step.
It was just
the Misty Step down!
You can't really
not
kill
again!
Anyone
quick,
on
double
a...
the guards!
But, I mean, we have to kill someone. Like, someone has to be
you.
All right.
We have to kill the players.
Just generally.
I don't think the players did anything wrong. I think in this case, the DM was just a fucking dick and needs to die.
Okay.
Okay, so we got one for each.
We killed the guard who decided not to... who left his duty to allow a player to Misty Step.
That's true.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that guard's already dead, but...
And maybe we kill whoever's in charge and didn't put a mage to counterspell every Misty Step going.
We execute all the guards who allowed this to happen twice.
Jesus.
So, killing the DM's creations. There we go. The DM gets a punishment by losing his creations.
Oh, jeez.
That's my ruling.
Fucking bad.
Because Kill Cave is a really hard one. That's
hang the fucking DM.
All right, so we
just
have
for
one.
The hell of it.
Yeah.
Oh, are you waiting for my verdict? I'm still don't hang anybody.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So, I say players.
All right,
Coop. So we got one DM, one players, one creations, and one nobody. Oh boy.
Maybe, wait a minute, maybe you could hang the DM, but only on the basis that he got pissed off because his storyline was a bit fucked, because the players were being players. I've done it before, and I've hated myself for it. When I've DM'd before, I know I was a deliberate dickhead to one of my players, because he rolled a nat 20 when he should have been fine. And I went, no, because you did it wrong in the first fucking play, so fuck you. And I hated myself for that after I came away, because I was slightly drunk anyway. I'm like, yeah, that's me being a tetchy fucking DM. He ruined my fucking story at that point. I wanted to make him suffer.
Yeah.
It's the DM.
It's the DM.
That's the
case.
Thing, though. This was posted by one of the players, not the DM. So it's possible that this all was part of the DM's plan, that he actually is planning on having them, you know, go to the neighboring kingdom, gathering up maybe like some forces or intel there, and then sneaking back into the first kingdom to get whatever it was.
The thing is, though, is if we start making decisions based off of speculation,
yeah,
right, like,
yeah,
because we could speculate anything. Maybe the people did steal something, and that's why they were fucking in the
prison
anyway.
Playing Divinity.
Maybe they were playing Divinity. Exactly. All right,
I'd like to change my vote to hang the DM, because the DM did sound like a little bit of a dick at the end there.
He's a prissy little bitch.
Yeah, and now on to our fourth dungeon subject, Rodar. Apparently, discontinuing a player's nat 20.
So, feel free to hang me on this. So what happened was, there was
first day on the job gets hung.
So what happened was, there was a nice little cave that the party was walking down. It was highly trapped. And nobody was looking out for these traps, so everyone was dying very, very slowly.
Oh god.
Yeah. What was meant to happen was that everybody hit a room at the same time. And that room slowly filled with water, iron doors come down, and I didn't write in a way for these doors to be opened other than just solving the very simple puzzle. So what happened was, the doors jammed closed, you had two players the one side of the fucking room, two players in the room, and one player just coming up to the room. A player coming up to the room said, I would like to pick the door, and I'm like, it's very tricky because the only thing you can see is this very tiny wire that is down, like, between the rock and the door. It's down there. Have fun with that. He rolled a nat 20, and I said, the door opens a little bit. And he rolled another one, and I said, fine, the door opens. I basically said, the problem is, like I said, I was drunk anyway, so I wasn't really thinking clearly. But you had two players who ran through the fucking ran through this cave and was getting eaten alive by undead and all the traps. They didn't trigger the trap for this water room. Two players walked in, they did, and a player that was hanging to the back, I forgot what he was doing, approached the door and heard people struggling and panicking from the other side. And I didn't write a way for this door to be open other than just pull the fucking levers. I can't help it that this room was set for four people when there's six players and only two of you are in the room now. That was me being a dick. I wasn't thinking. I didn't adjust my strategy. I know that, so feel free to hang me, like I said.
I think we hanged the players. I don't know. Something's...
I threw the smallest bone I could possibly throw. Lucky enough, the players in the room figured out the puzzle anyway, pretty creatively. But, yeah, it was my bad judgment. I should have been a bit more fluid. But I just didn't want the room to be that simply solved. And I was also pissy because the players decided to split the party. So, yeah, completely my fault. I vote hang the DM.
Yeah, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was being extremely vindictive.
Congratulations on being the fuck.
All right,
take her away, buddy.
It was nice knowing you.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, still talking. Weird how that works.
You know how long it takes someone to die by hanging?
No, because we're into the 21st century.
I don't really do
this
that
is why
more.
You make a terrible DM, Sky.
Yeah.
I'm kidding, of course.
I'll hang my
Sorry, seat. Coop. Yes, you've had my little fucking dungeon death sentence.
Yay,
back
diddle,
to you.
Diddle. Fuck the fiddle.
All right, well, thank you, everybody, for joining us today on this very bizarro episode of Dungeon Death Sentence.
What makes it bizarre to the other ones that we've done?
We've never had a personal scenario.
That
makes sense.
All right.
Yeah, right? So I'd like to thank everybody for joining with me today on our lovely executions. I would say thank you to Brodar, but he is unfortunately already gone. but thank you also, Onyx.
You're welcome.
Get wrecked.
He's still kicking.
Fucking Christ.
Thank you, Sky. And last of all, thank you, Raz.
I was going to say, just not thanking me like this is happening today.
Oh, cool.
All right, yeah, we will catch everybody on the next episode.
Hey, monkey. Fuck off.
Monkey!
All right, see you guys later. Bye.
See you later.